This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the best show on WFMU featuring Mr. Tom Shopling.
The best show on WFMU, back again for another Tuesday night installment, taking you all the way to 11 o'clock. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's installment. The phone number, 201-209-9368. That is if you want to get in on the action. You can call up 201-209-9368. Best show on WFMU, you call up. Or you want to email the show, you go to friendsoftom.com. You write your email, I read your email. It's that easy. You write it, I reads it. Seeing if my young friend in England is going to send me what I need to get my show started. You know what I need. Ah, you know what I need? I need to tell you all, happy Valentine's Day. February 14th, Valentine's Day. And I sent out a nice little song to my Valentine. That's right. But before I sent out that song, I played something by Fleetwood Mac, Hold Me, from the Mirage album. I'm just kidding. That's the song I sent out. This is the only show on WFMU where you can hear songs. On the air that you just heard at TGIF. At TGI Friday, sorry. Don't want to offend all those Midwesterners out there listening who are like, kind of, you know, the big fatzos in the Midwest waddling all around. It's called TGI Friday. Let's have some more cheese. Before that, we heard the DC Snipers from their new album, Missile Sunset. I'm already saying Album of the Year. I'm already saying it. Album of the Year. We heard Note to Self. And that is available on the Deadbeat record label. DC Snipers, that's about as hot as it gets. The rock of the DC Snipers. The Naughty Knights, and it's naughty as in K-N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, the Knaughty Knights, on the Goner record label. He's Gonna Get You, and I'm sending that out to the host of Radio Zero. He is gonna get you. It ends tonight. You know it ends tonight. And it ends ugly. It's gonna end ugly. People are gonna cry. Lyme Regis, their new 7-inch. It starts with The Band. That's on the Smart Guy record label. Lyme Regis out of it says here Sacramento area. Smart Guy Records, and starting us off, The Cuts from their album From Here On Out. We heard I'm Not Down, and that is on the Birdman record label. The phone number again, 201-209-9368. I'm weirdly troubled that we are nearly at the 8:30 mark, and I have not gotten a phone call from my buddy. Any word, Mike? No. I wonder if he's okay. What's that? Oh, that's right. It's Valentine's Day. I'm sure some people need discipline on Valentine's Day. So therefore, Spike is probably all booked up.
Hello, Tom.
I almost don't know how to start the show. I had it written down here. Spike. Spike starts off the show. As if Spike was a mere pigment of my imagination. Now he is not a part of the show. Yeah, we are actually in the alternate studio here at WFMU. We are in Studio 2. I would like to somebody to just step up to the plate and call 201-209-9368 so that we can do a test run of the equipment so that we are all up to speed. 201-209-9368. Who will help out the show tonight? My, no one. No one. I can't believe it. We are operating in a vacuum tonight. Now I know what it must feel like to do pod radio or whatever that is. To where you can't actually interact with anybody. Perhaps the phones, there is trouble with the phones. I have a full chat room and not one of you people is willing to pick up the phone and call. Unless you are calling. And we are getting technical reception on our end. Yes? Technical reception, anyone? All right. All right. New number to call tonight. You want to get on the air? New number. 201-536-9368. Let's try that. 201-536-9368. Now you may call. We just heard a Two for Tuesday from the Robert Pollard album. We heard Blabbity Blonde Bloobity Blue from it. There we go. Two for Tuesday. (201) 536-9368. That is the number. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, will you play 1979 Semifinalist by the Bad Plus?
What song do you want to hear?
1979 Semifinalist by the Bad Plus?
No. I don't think I can tonight.
Oh, okay.
Did you like that song?
I do like that song.
Did you like download it already?
No. I own the CD and I heard it on the radio.
Then you play it at home. You own it already. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. It's Therese.
Hi, Therese. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I need to regroup here.
Yes, that was technical difficulty, but you got through it.
Yes, I did.
Good.
The lost 15 minutes.
Well,
we will overcome.
Think about the lost 15 minutes.
Yes.
Let's focus on the future.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks to you too.
Oh, I thank you.
Do you have special plans for after your show with your sweetie?
That's none of your business.
Okay, you're a gentleman.
Yes. No, it's not. It's too late for me. It's I finish up at 11, and then I gotta clean up and whatnot. And
right.
Don't worry.
I know.
I'll make sure everybody's happy.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
You too. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
It's JP from California.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty well. So I had a question for you. Just something general I've been wanting to ask, and thought maybe that just a normal person could call and help you test out the phone line.
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, I'm sure from what I understand, there's plenty of exciting things to happen. But so this is just a straightforward question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of friends that listen to a lot of rock, and so I was thinking I'd ask you, like, do you get into the lyrics of songs and, like, what songs mean, or do you just listen to the...
You know, that's a good question. I guess it kind of depends. Sometimes I focus on the lyrics for certain people. Other times I am completely oblivious to what the lyrics mean, and I just like the way the whole thing adds up.
Yeah. That's the same as me, but I just, you know, since you're obviously, for example, like with Guided by Voices, do you know what every song means? Because, I mean, some of that's pretty abstract.
No, I like to listen to his stuff as a whole.
Uh-huh.
I think the words fit the music, and it ends up just being, like, his voice is sometimes like another instrument.
Exactly.
It's not a stupid question. Somebody on the chat saying this is a stupid question. This is not a stupid question. It's a smart question.
Well... It's the chat.
You know who's saying it? Spitzer. This guy Spitzer in the chat.
Don't worry about the chat. Just focus on the show.
You're right. Don't look at the chat.
Yes. All right. Well, I just...
So, like, how do you listen to, like, a...
The same thing. Like, when it's more straightforward, you know, like with Ted Leo, pretty clear what he's thinking about.
Yes, he's got...
Doesn't take a lot of study, but I don't, you know, get out the thing and try to figure out everything. But I just wondered if, you know, when... Someone who's as into music as you are, if you really get into that, or, you know, knowing what everything means, because, you know, anyway.
If I'm listening to like a Bob Dylan record, I focus on the lyrics.
Right.
You know what I mean? You focus on what he has to say, and then you focus on. Like other people, it's just like the whole oral picture.
Yeah, or like a Gene Simmons.
Exactly, like a Gene. Well, Gene Simmons, I would listen to the words because there's a crafting there.
It's more heady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is more heady. Thank you for helping us get back on track. You are like a soothing balm.
Yes. Well.
Easing
so are
my
you.
Agony.
Have a good night.
Oh, jeepers! Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dave in Boston.
How's it going in Boston, Dave?
You know, it's Valentine's Day, and I got really nothing to do, so I thought I'd share it with you.
You have nobody in your life?
I got nobody.
You're lonely?
I'm a lonely man.
When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
A real one?
Yeah, so let's stick with the real world. Not a fictional one.
Maybe a year ago.
A year ago, and what happened with that?
I don't know if I can legally talk about it.
Nothing illegal happened. Stop.
No. She didn't like me, I guess.
So she didn't like you, and then she.
I may have. Done something with a relative in her family.
Like, what do you mean, what's something?
Her sister and I may have had a relationship.
Well, that's just creepy.
Well, you should have seen her sister.
What are you, just looks? You go out of control? You just can't, oh yeah, you're attractive. Now all of a sudden I can't think.
Yeah.
Is that how you operate?
I think that it looks good.
You know what I think? I think you have a lot of growing up to do, young man. How old are you?
25.
You've got a lot of growing up to do, Dave, in Boston. Where in Boston are you? Southie?
Downtown.
Southie?
North End.
The North End? You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to move to Southie.
Think I could get more women that way?
No, you need to get toughened up. You're soft. You're like vanilla ice cream. You're like soft serve ice cream.
I'm not soft serve ice cream.
Yeah, you're right. That's an insult to soft serve ice cream.
You're ridiculous.
You're gelato.
Well, of course. I'm in the North End. That's what we
get off my phone! FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Gordon from North Dakota. I have a Valentine's love hate for you.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it. This should be fun.
Okay. Random things that you, Tom Sharpling, either love or hate.
Okay, I'm ready.
Number one, good guys.
Good guys love good guys.
Number two, bad guys.
Hate bad guys.
Number three, Adrian Brody.
It's got to be love or hate?
Yes.
I'm going to say love Adrian Brody because I don't hate him. I don't really love him, but yes, love.
Number four, Rockin' Mel Slurp.
Oh, love.
Number five, dried apricots.
Dried apricots. I have to go with hate. One of the few dried fruits I'm not a fan of.
Number six, Jibber Jabber.
Jibber Jabber. I hate Jibber Jabber.
Number seven, Jan Smithers.
Jan Smithers. You mean the, who's that, the wife on The Simpsons?
No.
Who? I don't know. Who?
Bailey from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, I love, love.
Yeah.
That's right.
Number eight, Nerf footballs.
Nerf footballs. Love. Still there, Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I love them. Love Nerf
footballs. Oh, okay. Number nine, dogs with bandanas.
Dogs with bandanas. You know what? I have a dog that has a bandana on right now, and I have to say love.
Okay. And number 10, the take.
The take. What do you mean by the take?
You tell me.
Well, you're the one with the questionnaire. Why don't you tell me?
Simple question, the take.
Why don't you define the take?
Why don't I just say two words? D-A.
D-A. Well, those sound like two letters rather than two words, smart guy.
Yeah. Well, what's D-A stand for?
D-A. I don't know. You tell me. What, district attorney?
You got it.
And what's that supposed to mean?
The correlation with the take.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah, you're in your you're the payola guy. Guy who is accusing me of taking payola.
Yeah.
So tell me about this payola I've been receiving.
Well, I was really hoping you could tell us.
Well, I'm kind of hoping you could tell me, because then maybe I could know where to look for it. Because I certainly don't have it.
You're not getting those manila envelopes, huh?
Guess not. I guess maybe...
Slipped under the door?
No, not yet. Uh-huh. I haven't seen any.
Interesting.
You tell me.
All right. Well, just wanted to see what your responses were.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a couple love hates for you soon.
Okay.
Maybe.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I got one for you right now. Gomp, love or hate? You know what? Your answer didn't matter. Because you just got the quiet, get off my phone. Nothing more damning than the get off my phone, the gomping. It just blows through like a quiet breeze. So anyway, by the way, I would like to say to my editor, Mel, the great Mel, who has been editing this program for the podcasting that we do here. Let's edit out that 5 minutes where I was figuring out the phone number. Let's edit that out. Gonna make like that stretch didn't happen. You know, I'm up in the studio. This little studio is like the submarine. It's long and narrow. And it's hot. It feels like you should be next to a boiler room. And it's so quiet in here. The other studio is not nearly this quiet. I can set a pen down on the counter and it's so loud. Listen. It's so quiet in here. Now it's time to get loud. The Poster Children, this rock group, has this pod thing that they do, like pod show that they do from their kitchen, which is called Radio Zero. And their names are Rick and Rose. And they have taken to attacking this program. So now I have taken to fighting back. And they're not just attacking me. In fact, they're barely attacking me because they're scared of me because I'm the big guy. I'm the grown-up. They attack you. They attack you, the listener. You're the one they attack. They attack the Friends of Tom. Here's some of their show. Let's see if we can bring this up. This is some of the show they did the other night. Yeah, they're playing my music. Listen to that. They're playing Tom's theme. Listen to that. That's right, they're trying to make their name off this show, Chris L. How long are they going to play this thing for? How boring is this? Listening to this thing played nonstop. Oh, 10 seconds and I'm ready to jump out a window. You back again.
Uh-huh, yeah, best show. Got it?
Oh. Put it online. It's people creating content, not
famous DJs.
I gotta listen to this blowhard. Come on. Stop. Stop playing it.
All right. It's the best show in podcasting.
I liked what you said before. Why don't you just say that?
And I want to explain to you what podcasting is. It's when people, you know, just regular people do a show in their house. They talk to each other. They have a conversation.
Yeah,
and they put it online. It's people creating content, not
famous DJs.
Not lonely, sad little men in their radio, ivory radio tower, broadcasting, and then having some lackey chop it up and put it online for later use.
Yeah, this is so sad up here. So sad up here. Big shot, sad. I'm not sad. You know what's sad? Doing the show in the kitchen. Doing your show in your kitchen. That's it. Yeah, I'm the sad one. Yeah, keep saying it. Maybe it'll become true. Yeah,
that's the 20th century. Podcasting is the 21st century.
Yeah, no, podcasting is talking blogs. Like, I need to hear some guy talk about what cereal he ate. It's bad enough I read about it online. Now I got to hear about some guy telling me about the cereal he ate. People want this. You know what this show is? This show's not a podcast. You know why? Because this show, we bring entertainment here. This show is the guy that's packed with value. I just don't show up and then just go, let me talk about what I did today. Well, first the mailman came, and then I opened all the junk mail, and nothing showed up. And then I went for a walk down the street. No! I got stuff! This show's loaded! I just don't... Ah!
It's not pushing, it's pulling. Radio. DJs on the radio are pushers. They push content to you. You are captive. You are helpless. You have to be there at a specific time to hear what they have to say.
That's right. It's called appointment entertainment. You want to hear? You want to hear what the kids got to offer? You show up. You don't want to hear it? You listen on the archive or whatever. I make myself available every which way. You want to hear it live? You come here live. You want to hear it on the computer? You listen on there. But you know what? I have the option. I can also take phone calls. If they give their phone number out, they're giving their home phone out. Were you laughing out there, Mike? Hey, Mike, did you like that? Oh.
We are providers. We give content. You can take it if you want. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, you don't want to take it.
We're not flooding the airwaves.
You've got all these pushers out there who push the content, and then they record the content, have some lackey cut it up, put it online, and they call it a podcast. But that's not really what a podcast is.
Yeah, you're right. The most fascinating part of any podcast is that you literally stick to the definition of a podcast. Not the content within it. Yeah, the content should be an afterthought. The fact that you can do an actual podcast. Oh, isn't that the most fascinating thing? Now, I've got nothing to say, but I do a pod. You do a radio show that's not a real, authentic podcast. Yeah, I know you do an entertaining one, but mine is a real one.
That's like, you know what that's like? That's like the kid who's on the street corner, who's born in, like, let's say, 1984. He's got the spiked hair. He's got the chains, the Misfits shirt.
I know that kid.
And he says he's punk rock.
Wait, is the Misfits shirt ripped, though? It's ripped up a little bit, right? There's, like, a little hole by his nipple where his nipple pierced through.
What?
Chafed.
I'm just saying there's such a thing as a real podcast, and then there's such a thing as sort of just this desperate attempt to bring
entertainment to people. Yes, thank you. I'll finish your sentence there. I'll tell everybody right now, they're welcome. If you want a legitimate, pure podcast, you are welcome to go to Rick and Rose. They do a real podcast. If you're listening to this on your iPod, this is not a real podcast. This is a radio show that is podcasting. Not as legit. If you want this, the funny stuff in it, not a real podcast, you stay here. If you want the real deal, though, the real podcast, to hear two nudniks sitting around their kitchen trying to make sure that their kid doesn't spill grape juice on their radio station, then you go with Rick and Rose.
Century content delivery into the 21st century. But that's not, you can't just record a radio show and make it into a podcast. That's just not the way it works.
Oh, it works.
That's the old paradigm.
You're mean. You're being really mean, and you know what's going to happen? People are going to attack me for it. This is just like, do you remember when you know, we'd be out, and I'd be like insulting
podcasting, not only by trying to co-opt.
Oy, I just jumped 10 minutes into the thing. Guy's still talking about podcasting.
The concept of democratic media made by the people, but then also just directly attacking us.
Yeah,
directly attacking podcasting.
He said our names. He attacked us. His fans are saying that I'm like Cher.
You're no Cher. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're not anything like Cher. They keep jumping forward in 5-minute increments into this thing.
I don't think he's irritating. I think some.
Oh, this is the clip of them playing a clip of me.
Hey, first of all,
that's me.
Okay. Ah, stop the tape right there.
I like you.
Think I'm irritating.
I like
he's
you.
Irritating.
Let's just say one thing about that. Stop the tape right there. I mean, what epitomizes the 20th century more than tape?
You know what? Stop my tape right now on him stopping his tape. If I do the show here on tape, I can do the show on anything. Who cares what it's done on? If you bring it, you bring it, baby. If you bring it, you bring it. I could do my show through a megaphone and people would still be gathering around. You do your show on your state-of-the-art thing. Later in the thing, they're like, oh, he's doing his thing on a Windows computer. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares what kind of computer? I care computer. What do I care? Windows, Mac. It's not even Linux. Blah.
First off, our show, we do our show into a computer here.
Oh.
So apparently he
and
transferred.
And it's not a Windows machine.
And it's not on a Windows machine. I don't know why there's a Windows machine noise on his tape recording of the show. Apparently he has to go and get somebody to make a little cassette tape of the show for
cassette?
Him.
Yeah, because all that bad music was recorded on cassette tapes. Yeah, that's no good. Cassette tapes. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, are we still talking about the poster children and their rotten podcast?
Sure. What's your name, young man?
My name is Dan. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Are you a poster children fan?
I am not a poster children fan, and I just wanted to say that at work here, I'm involved in a podcast that we do, and even that's boring. Podcasting is just. It's boring. It's the new technology that everybody wants a podcast. Everybody's got to have a podcast. But what is anybody really saying?
Thank you.
Nothing, really. I mean, we don't say much. And we have a whole website dedicated to a huge topic. And it's just dull.
Thank you. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Precisely. And, you know, I think listening to the show tonight, I think maybe... two more additions to the Enemies of Tom list.
Yeah.
The poster children.
Yeah.
That's probably a double entry, right?
Okay.
Also the Paola guy. He's called in, what, the last 3 weeks?
Yes, he has. I think you're right.
You got to get him to send a picture, maybe.
He goes on Enemies of Tom. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. I'm a big fan of the show. Wanted to call up and just throw my 2 cents in.
Well, I appreciate that, young man.
Thanks for talking with me.
Bye. And I talk with him. You hear that? Not at him. With him. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
All right, who's this?
It's Larry.
Oh, hey, Larry, how are you?
How you doing? I'm just calling to wish everybody a happy and a healthy B-Day. Just be healthy.
Okay.
Know. Gotta make sure everything's good and going.
Yeah.
Just be wanting to make sure everybody has.
Yeah, goodbye, Larry.
Tape of the show for him, and
your
he pops it into his
showing.
He pops it into his little tape player there on his show in his ivory tower.
Technology snobs.
That's just. I mean, this is the mindset we're dealing with.
You're dealing with the mindset of somebody who's more interested in content than technology. That's right. If that's the case, if that is what you're judging me by, yes. I am guilty. I am more interested in filling my radio show with entertainment than I am with doing it with 2007 technology. Guilty.
The 20th century mindset. Let's continue.
Not irritating. Oh,
I'd
love
release them on CD. Yeah. Yeah,
oh my God, 12-inch records could.
Yeah, no, I think.
Shameful. Let's continue.
You couldn't get them to unite, though. Oh, what's that? Oh, Windows crashed.
Than that.
Is that a worm parasol?
No, listen to that person using Windows. Who cares?
Hello?
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Oh, it's going all right. Who's this?
This is Tristan.
Hey, Tristan.
You are
T-Rocks, right?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, in spite of the insults slung at me and the rest of us.
Yes, they called you a little girl.
Yeah, but that was 2 weeks ago. Now they're saying that you're like the man or something, that you're going to come around and tax them and put them in a ghetto or something. I don't know.
You want to know what I say to that?
What?
You know what? They stepped into the ring. They stepped into the ring. Did I step into their ring?
No, you did not.
No, they stepped into my ring. And you know what?
Swipe.
You know what?
You can't help it if you put them down. What?
They step into the ring, they're going to get dealt with. You step into the ring, that's what happens.
Also, I got a question. When did grassroots mean nobody listens to you? Because they keep saying that they're like this grassroots, oh, we're of the people. But come on.
Yeah, the people. The two people sitting at that kitchen table.
Yeah, exactly.
Even their kid doesn't want to listen.
The best show is a grassroots show. It started out great, but it didn't have a lot of people. That's now right. Look at all the people we got. And that's we got right. A community, too.
That's right. We are the people.
They don't have a grassroots. Like I said before, Wendy, grassroots means nobody listens to you.
You know what I'll say?
What?
This show?
Yeah.
Built up from humble roots. Now it's a mighty oak tree. Now everybody thinks this is the big show that they want to bring down. You know what? Yes, it is the big show. Because I work hard on it. I'm not sitting at my kitchen table doing a show whenever I want to do a show in between eating popcorn.
You take the time.
You don't think I want to be home on Valentine's Day? No, I'm down here working. Doing my show.
Exactly. And can I ask, how is Mike dealing with the fact that they kind of made fun of him, too?
They called him a lackey. I didn't like that.
And they said that he was kind of like unloved, like he was a second-class citizen here. I think everybody respects Mike.
Everybody respects Mike. Actually, they were calling Mel, the guy who chops up the podcast, a lackey, but they also called Mike, another name in it.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate
that. He wasn't a full participant in the show, which, you know, they only have two full participants, and that's the only people they got. They shouldn't be, you know, people in glass houses, you know?
Thank you, Tristan. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Good night.
I'm trying to work on a theme, but it's kind of going slow.
Okay, thank you.
Just thought that I would call in today.
Thank you.
See you around. Bye.
Hi. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Well, my friends call me Triple E, but because you're an acquaintance, you can call me Extreme Emo Enigma. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm here to, you know what I'm here to do?
Get hung up on?
No.
Yes, you are.
I did tell Parasol.
I don't understand.
So what we're doing, we're playing this pod show where these two chowderheads, Rick and Rose, started trashing the best show. Started trashing me, started trashing the best show. And tonight, it ends here. Tonight, I draw the line. By the way, new phone number for tonight, 201-536-9368. I will not continue this these shenanigans any further with the Rick and Rose program. They started this. I finish it tonight.
Well, anyway, so you pulled those out and we imported them into, you know, whatever lame ass software we have to,
I just swore.
To put in. Or did you use something real?
How boring is this? Holy moly. I imported this.
This is boring.
Their overlord,
oh, man,
the FCC,
so
the monitor.
Like
house, the man. They're just beautiful songs. Just beautiful.
I mean, you can talk about how you're a great show and you don't have to use dirty language, but the thing is it's not a choice. It's a requirement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Golden. You know, these guys got kicked off a
sociopath or sociopath.
Wait, this I want to go back. I want to hear they call
me
a sociopath.
I just know it when I hear it. And basically,
apples and windows.
We're being compared
To an orange.
To a 20th century backwards looking model.
Would that be Cher?
No, it's not in theory. I don't do the show in theory. Let this show be a 20th century model. I don't care. Let it be a 19th century model. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a model. This is not a model.
It's
the thing he said is what you just said, and
he's
you heard
yelling
it
at us. Listen to that,
Jack and
he's,
my styling.
He's yelling at us. He's yelling at me.
Off. Oh yeah, I heard him say. Guess what I said to a kid with a CBGB shirt? I said that used to be a club. No, I didn't actually want to. I wanted to say it, but I didn't. And then yeah, you're living through my memories.
FMU, you're on the air.
Dumbo.
Yeah, who's this?
Who do you think it is, man? It's your favorite comedian.
Huh? FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hello, young man. This is Zeph.
Zeph?
Yeah. We talked last week.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we did, Zeph. How are you?
I was criticizing you for the theme from Maud that you always play every week.
That's right. I always play the theme from Maud.
I got another bone to pick with you.
Yeah, now, Zeph, how do we spell your last name? We never got past that.
My first or my last name?
Your what word was that?
My first or my last name.
I'm going to go with, let's say your first. How do you spell your...
How do you think it's spelled?
Z-E-F.
Oh, that's very rich. It's very rich.
Oh.
No, son. It's Zed... E.
Yeah.
P. H.
Okay. Z E P H. Yeah. Not Z. I'm
my
sorry.
My father, his favorite thing was a Zephyr.
A Zephyr?
Yeah.
Really?
My first toy, too.
So, your first what?
Toy.
Toy. Your first toy was a Zephyr?
Yeah. A little miniature one.
A little.
But I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here to talk about my niece.
Who is your niece?
Rose Marshak.
From the poster children.
Yeah.
The one who's been ripping me on the podcast.
Well, it sounds like you got it coming to you.
How do I have it coming to you?
Oh, you're a bit of a smart aleck.
I'm being a smart aleck.
Yeah, you and your whole crew. That cold screener was very rude to me.
Mike was rude to you?
Oh, he's very rude.
How was he?
He called me something I couldn't repeat.
What's that?
He called me something I could never repeat on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
He's usually not rude at all.
It ends with the word hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you call him a name, Mike?
And it begins with the letter F.
Yeah. What's that?
F.
F? Oh,
yeah.
I don't even want to know what word that is.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what word that is.
You don't want to hear it because it hurt my feelings. Just like you're hurting Rose's feelings.
Well, she started it. She called me annoying.
Well, you know, she's never been the same since Howie left the band.
Since who?
Howie Kantoff. He was the drummer. And even though he played with gloves on, I think they lost a lot of momentum when he left. And she would never really cop to that.
That they lost momentum when he left?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
I think I know what I want you to say.
What's that?
Rose, I'm sorry.
I'm not going
to.
What? Say that again?
Rose, I'm sorry for what I've been saying to you.
I'm definitely not going to apologize. It's the other way around.
What is?
It's time for them to apologize to me.
For what?
For starting this war.
Well, it's hardly a war, I think.
You don't think?
Oh, I know it's not.
Wow, I thought it was
so
a war.
What's your beef with them?
What's my beef with them? That they were calling me names.
Well, like what kind of names?
They called me annoying.
Okay, I kind of agree with that.
Well, okay, that's not what I was, you know, that's not the point, but they were calling me annoying, and then they were saying that my show is is that my callers and listeners are they were basically putting them down, saying that they're like little girls.
Well, from a sampling of the calls that I've done here, and I can't say I disagree with that.
What's that?
I can't say I disagree with that assessment.
You can't say you disagree with that?
No. I mean, next thing I know, you're going to be putting down no more songs about sleep and fire.
Next thing I'm going
to... Triple D.
Wait, what's that?
Triple D.
Who's Triple D?
That's one of the Poster Children's records.
Oh, well...
Which I think it means it was recorded in digital.
Uh-huh.
It was mastered in digital, and it was, what do you call it?
Hey, Zeph.
Produced in digital.
I guess that sounds like what it would be. Hey, Zeph, I have a little surprise for us here.
Okay.
It's your niece.
Oh, dearest Rose, is on the phone?
It's the husband of your niece, Rick. Oh. Oh. Hello?
Hello.
I think Zeph got cut off there. Oh my God. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Rick.
It's Rick from the Poster Children.
Okay. First
off, Radio Zero.
Please get the name right.
What's that?
Poster Children.
Okay.
Not the
Poster Children. Excuse me. All about precision. Okay, you got it. From Poster Children.
It's just a matter of respect.
Okay. From Poster Children.
Right.
Okay.
And secondly, I mean I've been listening to the show for the apology.
You've been waiting for what apology?
Oh, Zeph's back. I think you dumped me, you jerk.
Well, that was an accident.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Accident. Hey, it's your Rick, it's Rose's uncle on the line, Zeph.
Hey, Rick, how's it going? I know you and I have not been on the best of times since the incident, but I hope we can put that behind us.
Rick?
Yes.
Why aren't you talking to your uncle? I guess he's your...
I'm going to have to call you back because I can't hear.
Can you hear him now?
I can't use... I would much rather use Skype. Some kind of, advanced technology.
Well, is this paradigm? Is this paradigm out of date?
It's definitely out of date.
Rick, I can hear you just fine. So you got one of those fancy headsets on that's digitizing my voice?
Can you hear him now?
Double D.
Yeah, I can kind of hear him.
Okay. Well, you guys, when's the last time you saw Zeph, your uncle Zeph, Rick?
My Uncle Zeph.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell him, son. I'll tell him. It was Thanksgiving in 2003. Uncle Zeph got a little in his cups.
And what happened with that, Zeph?
Uncle Zeph thought he needed to show everybody a little Uncle Zeph.
Oh, God.
And he dipped it in the toilet. He dipped it in the toilet.
Okay, well,
things happened.
We don't talk about Uncle Zeph.
Yeah.
And then I fell out in the snow, and I got arrested by the Champagne police.
That's right. So you actually came to... Are you in Illinois, Zeph?
Oh, no, right now, no. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah. But I go up to Champaign, Urbana sometimes to... to see the people.
Uh-huh. Now, are you a fan of Poster Children?
I kind of lost me after Tool of the Man, but I still, I got to follow, of course, it's the blood relations.
Uh-huh.
I know Rick don't like me, and that's okay.
Now,
just come to the shows.
Why don't you like your uncle, Rick?
Don't tell him about the thing at the Blind Pig, please. When I showed little Uncle Zeph to the crowd.
Again.
It's a little... We have a child now. That kind of stuff just doesn't float
or
at Thanksgiving anymore.
Or the time of the high dive.
We talked to you about that.
No, I did it twice. I did it once at the Blind Pig and once at the high dive.
You basically can't come to Champagne
anymore. Ain't you never drank before? I see you and Rose drinking sometimes. I want to join in.
I'm straight edge, man.
If I do, little Uncle Zeph's going to come out again.
Aren't you? Now, you don't want that to happen, Rick, do you?
Definitely not.
Now, Rick, this is as good a time as ever for you to speak on behalf of the team of Radio Zero and to apologize to the listeners of this show and to me for what you hath wrought.
I feel like it's what you've wrought, Tom. I mean, honestly, I mean, I feel you have this army of high school students who just, you know, are at your beck and call, and you just sort of direct them to the object of your wrath, and that's who we are right now. And, you know, I don't see why I should apologize. I mean, you're the one with the bully pulpit. You're the one who's attacking. I mean, somebody calls me irritating, it just goes like water off my back, you know. Somebody calls you irritating, and it's a war.
Yeah, and
I don't think that's appropriate behavior for a professional radio personality.
Well, that's the paradigm I operate within. I think you're operating with an outdated paradigm, Rick.
Can we even use that word? I mean, does your audience even understand that word?
I don't even understand it.
Tom, let me say, I'll come clean. I don't know what that word means, neither.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, when your screener told me, you know, no foul language, no, you know, sort of third-level language, theoretical language. I mean, we're dealing with high school students. You know, speak on a, you know, sort of sixth-grade level, and then everything will be fine. I didn't say paradigm. You said paradigm.
It's a perfect opportunity.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
As am I.
I can wait.
As can I.
I've got a computer here. I can go online. I can actually listen to a podcast. I can listen to a completely different show and wait for your apology. I don't have to worry about dead air.
Podcast? You're going to listen to another podcast?
Yeah, I think maybe while during this dead air here.
Why?
While I wait for your apology.
Why would you listen to another podcast? Isn't one bad enough?
You have contempt for the average person, don't you? You have contempt for democratic media, don't you?
I got to go to the can. I'm going to leave this to you guys, okay? Rick, I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
There he goes.
Right,
there goes your uncle. Now I just got to figure out which line he was. Was he one or two, Mike? Okay, there we go. So we have Rick from Poster Children on. Now somebody's saying on the chat that you're going to start crying and that I should go easy. Is that true?
I'm a human being. You know, when people attack me, it hurts. I'm a sensitive person. I can admit that. I can admit that I'm a sensitive person. When someone hurts me, I might cry. I don't find a megaphone to abuse that person, though. I try to understand what the conflict is, and I try to resolve it.
So
I try to bring people together. I'm not a divider. I think you're about division.
Yeah, so you're a uniter, not a divider.
I'm a uniter, yes.
You and George W. Bush.
Your hero, apparently.
I admire him, yes. What's wrong with that? He is our president.
That's right. And yeah, it's just typical of you people. You dislike any form of democracy, and especially any form of democracy that, you know, subverts your power structure. I'm getting too out there again, right? I'm talking.
You're a teacher, right?
No, I would like to think that I am a person who is constantly learning, who is being taught.
Mm-hmm. Then if that's true, who threw the first blow?
Who threw the first blow?
Who threw the first blow?
I think it was your fan.
Who threw the first blow?
What do you consider the first blow? The word irritating? An opinion? You find if someone has an opinion, that's an attack to you.
So apparently I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
You're allowed to have an opinion, but I don't think you should abuse your power and force your minions to attack a helpless democratic organization like ours.
How have I ever forced anyone to attack you?
You're like the puppet master. like you got your hand on the button with these people, with these drones, that you just sort of point your finger and they go. They're like these empty vessels that you fill with hate.
Well, this is not true.
I really think you need to take some time and look at yourself.
If they do what they do, I am not in control of my listeners. They are adults, contrary to you painting them as children. I think they've proven that they're adults. And I think you called them little girls, which is, first of all, a sexist comment, because you're saying that little girls are somehow innately inferior to who?
Well, to big, strong, white guys like Rick.
I didn't call them little girls. Rose called them little girls, so it can't be sexist if she said it.
You are Radio Zero, though. You are the representative who has come on this show. So you.
Well, then I cannot be sexist because I'm sexless, because I represent both male and female, then.
I think,
and I'm okay with that. I can do that. Your fans will take advantage of that because they're angry little drones that you're controlling. That you point, they go.
I'm ready for the apology.
Okay, let's hear it.
It can all end right now.
Okay, give it to
me.
I want to hear it. You're ready to apologize. Let's hear it.
It should go something like this. I, Rick, on behalf of Radio Zero, apologize on behalf of myself and my co-host, Rose, for initiating something that we truly regret. We meant nothing by it, and we wish to move forward in a peaceful manner. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, it's all yours.
Dead air. I can handle dead air, but you... The 20th century paradigm, dead air is an anathema to you.
What's that
I know
mean?
It is.
What's that word mean?
Look it up.
I can't.
I can. I've got a computer right here. Let me look it up for you. Wait a minute. I'm holding a phone, though. I need to... I touched, so I need both hands.
Okay.
I can't look it up for you. You're going to have to do that on your own later.
What was the
with
word
with your
again?
Old school dictionary.
Anathema? Is that with an I?
A.
Okay, A.
N.
N.
A.
A.
T.
P.
T.
K. P.
T.
P. T.
T. Okay.
T. Two T's?
One T.
Okay. One more T. Okay.
I lost track.
So far, I've got A N A P T T T.
That's close enough.
Anna Pitt. Doesn't sound like the word you said.
Anathema.
Anathema.
A-N-A.
Okay, let me grab my pen again. This is fresh again. Now I'm not adding this on to the...
Yeah, first. Yeah, yeah. Take the little tiny nub of your pencil there.
I've
a
got
little
a pen.
Nubby eraser that you chew on nervously in between calls when no one calls.
Nervous. I'm not the nervous one. I'm not the one whose voice is going... You'll hear my teeth rattling. Okay, A, N.
A.
A.
T.
P.
T.
T.
H.
H.
A.
A.
M.
N.
M.
M.
A.
A. A, N, A, P, T, H, A-N-M-A.
You got an extra T in there.
Add an extra T in there? Where?
Right at the beginning.
Okay. Tanapthmana. That, again, does not sound like the word you said.
reminds me of that show on, like, NPR where they have the crossword puzzle guy. What's his name? Will Shorts.
Somebody just said, if you're so high-tech, why aren't you using a hands-free device?
I got the problem is that my little earpiece for my phone fell in the toilet the other day and doesn't work anymore. So I'm waiting for that apology.
FMU, you're on the air with Tom and Rick.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
It's always good. I always get a kick out of hearing Bryce on the air. And that other dude, Philly Boy Roy.
Yeah.
Wink, 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 you know. Not too transparent. When he's on the air, it's always, it gives me a chance to go down to the galley.
Yeah.
And raffle up a big old piping hot bowl of New England clam chowder, Tommy.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I really appreciate you calling and completely changing the subject. Not even.
By the way, our compatriot Stevie Blue got on the air. He hit the big time today with Diamond Dave. So if we can enter him in the FOT, you know, maybe send out a pen to him or whatever. And I was wondering, Tommy, if you get into the FOT scene, do you get like a pocket protector with that, or what's the deal?
Do you have any questions for Rick from Poster Children?
Who's Rick? Rick who? Rick what? Rick what? Where? Rick Ocasek. Hey, anyway, Tommy, I was wondering, I got an idea for the marathon coming up, which is what, a month away, half a month away, whatever? A
couple weeks away, yeah.
Hey, Tommy, why don't you have me and Stevie Blue down there? We'll do like a little...
Get off my phone! Ah!
Okay, I'm sorry. You're not the puppet master.
I have no control over that! You think I'm the puppet master?
I thought you were.
I can't control that! Now apologize. Just do it.
I think I've come to a greater understanding. I feel like maybe that you're the captive one.
It can all end, Rick. What are you, like Fonzie? You can't say it?
I'm waiting for you. You
for
started
what?
It. You end it.
I didn't start it. You know you started it.
You know that. We were just talking. It was a personal conversation that just happens to be recorded and listened to. You know, thousands of people online, but it's a personal conversation. If Rose calls you irritating, I don't think you should take that so personally, and I don't think you should use your bully pulpit to abuse us. I really believe that you need to, and I think it would be good for you to apologize. I think you would really, really benefit from it. I think you would have a greater understanding and a deeper sensitivity, and you just would be a better person for it.
I can't, because I did nothing wrong.
I can put myself in your shoes. I can see that you're a man trapped by these infantile callers, just beholden to them. You know, you're helpless without them. Basically, I mean, we saw that in the first half hour of the show. Without the callers, you're nothing. And
wow, without the callers, I'm nothing. Without the callers, I'm nothing? How dare you? Now you've started something fresh.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you, Tom. I think you need to look in the mirror.
Where's your co-host?
She's right here. You want to talk to her?
Yes.
What, you feel threatened by me, right?
No, I'm
I've hit a sore spot, a sensitive area, and you want to avoid talking about these sensitive issues about yourself.
Seriously, I was starting to fall asleep.
Okay. Hey, Rose. The sad little man wants to talk to you.
Sad little man. Oh, my God.
I'm afraid. Hello? Oh, it's hard to hear you?
What? Hard to hear? No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you go? Can you talk on the radio without cursing?
I'll try.
Can you do that?
Well, I don't understand why Rick has to apologize when I'm the one who called you irritating.
Because he was the spokesperson who called in from your show.
Well, I mean, maybe he was. Yeah, I still don't understand it.
Would you like to end it right now?
End what?
And just say, I'm sorry, Tom.
I heard, didn't you apologize?
Did I?
Did you?
No.
You didn't apologize?
No.
What? There's like all this hatred like coming to us like from like the East Coast now. I mean, I never meant anything by this. You know, I've never heard so much like anger and hatred.
So you
like,
don't
directed
know what,
towards our band. What's
so
that?
It's what you have wrought.
Yeah, but I meant irritating in like the nicest way. You heard it.
Then just clear it up.
I like irritating.
Then clear it up.
You want me to say you're not irritating? You want me to say you're not irritating? Is that what you want from me?
Clear it up.
And on top of it, your fans are calling me Cher. Do you know what kind of an insult that is to Cher?
I wish I had a rim shot here for that. But I don't have
Wait, hold on. I think I can do it. Hold on. Wait.
There you go.
Kind of like a rim shot there. All right. I feel this is hard. I can't hear you. I have no radio to look at right now, so I can't really imagine your face. And I don't have my computer, so I can't see your minions like attacking me. So I feel very naked right now. Can I say naked on the air?
Yes, you can.
But I can't be naked on the air, probably.
No.
Okay.
So what else
is going on?
So what would you like to say?
Who's that? I want to know what kind of accent that guy was talking for, the guy who was pretending to be my nephew or whatever, my uncle.
Uh-huh.
What kind of accent was that?
He's your relative. I don't know.
Was that a Boston accent? Is that how people talk in Boston?
He said he was from Kentucky.
Kentucky? So that's how people in Boston think people from Kentucky sound like?
Boston?
Boston. You're in Austin?
How's Austin? Boston? You know what? You need a new phone.
It's not my phone. It's Rick's phone.
Well, Rick needs a new phone then. I'm sorry I didn't know whose phone it was. And that's the closest I'll come to an apology.
Yeah, I don't know if I can apologize because I may have to talk to my spokesman first.
Why don't you guys huddle right now? And figure out how you want to end this.
You want us to do what?
Huddle.
Cuddle?
Huddle.
What?
Wow, how cheap is that phone?
I have a 2-year-old standing in front of me, like asking me to use my camera here. All right, you want us to do what, Bubble? What?
Would you like to end this?
Would I like to end what?
All of this ugliness.
And all of the ugliness?
Yes. Would you like to?
I certainly believe that would be up to you.
I believe it's up to you. The ball is in your court.
You know, the thing was, you know, I said the I word, right?
Yeah.
And I said it in the privacy of my own basement, in my little podcast, mm-hmm. My grassroots podcast, mm-hmm. Okay? Do I have an FCC man standing over me? Making sure that I don't have a potty mouth? No. I can have a potty mouth, whatever kind of potty mouth I want, mm-hmm. right? And I said the I word, the irritating word. Mm-hmm. And I meant it in the nicest possible way, mm-hmm. right? You took it to your minions. Your minions misunderstood the I word, the irritating word. You know, I mean, I believe that your minions started the hate. Maybe it wasn't you yourself. Maybe you're not in control at all. I mean, I was hearing something. I heard Rick say something like that. He sort of understood that maybe you weren't in control. I don't know. I wasn't listening. I'll have to go back and rewind that when your podcast comes up. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that I brought the hate, man. I mean, what if I said like. What if I said interesting instead of irritating? What if I used a different I word? I think there'd still be hate just spewing.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I'll have to think about it. I'll have to, what did you say, huddle? I'll huddle.
No, hold, I'll, this is it, though. This is, the decision must be made now.
I can't do it, man.
It has to be done tonight.
Has to be done tonight? Or yes. What? Or what?
I don't know what. You'll find out.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Are you threatening me? I'm a small, defenseless woman here.
Oh, I'm just talking. I thought you took kung fu. I thought you were tough.
Yeah, but I'm a woman, man, and you're a man.
I don't take kung fu.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just talking.
All right. Well, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'll think about it. How about that? I'll think about it. I feel a little, I don't know, maybe you're not as irritating as I thought, okay? And I'll leave it up to your fans to prove to me that you're not as irritating, and then I'll take back the I word, okay? If you can be, like, completely unirritating for an entire show. No, like 1.5 shows. Maybe one show in 10 minutes, and then I'll take back the I word, the irritating word.
I have nothing to prove on this. I know I'm not irritating.
Mm-hmm.
You know who said I wasn't? Your husband.
I can't, I can't speak for him.
You started this, Rose.
I know.
Now you can finish it by saying, I am sorry I called you irritating.
I don't think I can do that. Oh. I think, you know what I think would happen if I did that?
What?
I'd be seen as a very weak person.
Oh, so you take the, you're like a tough guy. You're like
I am like a tough guy. You have
you're
to
like
be.
America. You want to just bomb everybody.
Hey, it's your country, man.
You don't want to.
You're like the big Bush head guy. You're so into the president here, right?
I thought you were in favor of diplomacy.
You mean democracy?
No, diplomacy in a situation.
You mean democracy, right?
You don't want to talk. You just want action.
Well, yeah, action's pretty cool, yeah.
So what's it going to be?
Diplomacy or democracy?
What's it
preemptive
gonna be?
Strike?
I'm... Right now, all you have to say is, I rose. Say that. Just repeat after me.
I'm not. I can't.
You can't do it, can you?
I can't.
You're too proud.
I'm too proud. I still think you might be irritating, too.
Oh. I rose.
Couldn't you see how irritating? You got to. Did you listen to the rest of the podcast?
No.
Probably not. In fact, did you even listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I did. I listened. I heard you talking about going for a job interview.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's not go there.
Oh. Sore spot? Sore spot?
But, yeah, no, let's go back to the irritating thing, okay?
Oh, now, well, I want to talk about the job interview.
The job interview.
Let's talk about that now.
That was irritating, too. That was really irritating, actually.
Maybe they found you irritating.
It's quite possible.
Ooh, I think it's quite probable.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'd like to be irritating. I think that's kind of funny. And that's what I was saying when I was talking about your podcast. I was saying you're irritating. I was saying Rick likes irritating people. There was that other guy, the Rick guy, from way back when, whose floor we slept on. He was irritating. We were all enjoying the irritationness.
The one who soaked all your bags?
Yeah, well, that was really irritating. Yeah, but I don't mind it. See, I'm like, whatever happens. My bags get wet. That's totally fine. And the guy said that me and Rick were, like, doing something icky. We're straight edge, man. We don't do icky stuff like that.
I have an email right here from one of your fans. It says, I am a huge fan of Poster Children, but
I... And this is not Rose.
No. No, it says, I am a huge fan of Poster Children. I have been for years, but I am also a fan of your show, Tom. And I am disgusted to see the way that Rick and Rose are acting in this situation. How does that make you feel? Signed
anybody
Justin.
Anybody who says who is it signed?
Justin.
That's not really Dustin.
No, Justin.
Oh, Justin?
Yeah.
That's not really Justin either.
Mom, I'm just reading you the email.
I got a situation here. Now's we have a
chance.
Situation in the war room, Tom.
Now's the time. Just say it. Just say it, Fonzie.
I'm gonna give the phone back to Rick.
Pride is a weakness. See? Even your child wants this over. Even your child wants this to end.
He does. He definitely. He just doesn't like hearing people abuse his mother.
This is destroying him. For the sake of your child, apologize. Rose actually said she's ready for anything to happen now.
So you're trying to turn us against each other?
No. No.
I think you are.
No.
You're a sick person.
You guys hold all the cards. You guys hold all the cards.
We hold the cards.
You hold the cards.
I'll apologize when you apologize.
Now please tell me what I am apologizing for.
This blowtorch of anger that's directed towards us.
This blowtorch of anger. Who lit the blowtorch?
Who lit the blowtorch?
Who lit the blowtorch, Rick? I think
you know,
Rose.
If
has
someone
in her hand.
Was on the bus, sitting on the bus with you, and they said, "I don't like your shoes," you would just start venting at them, yelling at them, and then you would go on the radio, and then you would just start screaming about that person. And it's just an opinion. It doesn't mean that you're any less of a person, and I don't think you should feel like you're any less of a person. I think you really need to work on your self-image, and then these things would just roll off your back. You wouldn't get so upset.
Stan says it best on the chat where he says, "Rick, we didn't start the fire." So you threw a match in the woods. And you said, "Oh, all I did was throw a little match. Little baby match. It's the forest's fault that caught on fire. That's not our fault. It was just a little match. Just a little match."
If I spent my whole life walking around holding a 5-gallon container of gasoline, just clinging to this explosive material, and then a match happens to ignite it, I don't think you can really blame the match. I think you have to blame the person for constantly carrying this rage, carrying this anger around.
You've heard the program before. You're the guy smoking next to a tanker truck.
I don't.
You should have, when Rose started talking about that stuff, you should have said, "Rose, you're smoking next to a tanker truck. Don't do it."
Yeah,
don't
I should have
it,
said,
Rose.
you're dealing, you, do not even speak of Tom Sharpling. He's a dangerous, unhinged person. He's a sociopath. Any slight implication that there's something wrong with this perfect character that he's built up around himself, around this fragile human being, this hard exterior he's built up. If you even do one thing that somehow causes that doubt to spring out, he will rage at you. He will attack you, and he will send his minions to attack you. I should have said that to her. But you know what? I thought you were better than that. I believed you were better than that. I thought you could take it, but you can't. And I really think you need help.
Tommy had to do what Tommy had to do.
It's that Tommy inside. Tommy. I think we need to talk about Tommy. I mean, that little boy that strikes out. You need to think about that little boy and what makes that little boy strike out at any slight comment that he would interpret as an attack. I mean, I don't think apologizing will help you. I don't think what apologizing will do will let you go on to your next victim. Your next, and you will not heal. You will not heal. If I apologize, you'll think all is well, and you can continue on in this path. And I really believe that you can't continue on that path. You apologizing is the first step in admitting that there's a problem, that there's an angry little Tommy inside you.
So what am I apologizing for? Having a lot of listeners who like the show?
This is what happens, is I get close to the truth, and then you just strike. You strike out. You're attacking me because I am getting close to the truth and to the little Tommy, the sensitive, crying little Tommy that just needs to be understood and held and taken care of. You give me anger, you give me hate, and I give you understanding. I see people like you all the time. And you can live like this for 10 or 20, 30 years, but at some point, it all goes bang. You think you're on top of the world, and then you're sitting in your radio station. There's a moment where no one's calling. You think, no one loves me. Those people I depend on to make me feel like a complete person, they're gone. And when you're alone by yourself in the studio, you think to yourself, I'm not complete. There's something wrong with me. You start looking at the damaged little person you are. And it's those moments that you should think about. You should really think about that. And you should really look in the mirror and find a way to apologize for all the anger. I think that's really the first step you need to take. A healing step.
You're right. You're right. No, you're not. FMU, you're on the air with Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this the best show?
Yeah, it is. I know it's hard. Bing bong.
She's a naughty word.
That's why God invented the delete button. Rick. Just end it, Rick. Don't be so proud.
I'm trying to help you, Tom. What you interpret as pride is strength. I am standing here. You're like a screaming child that I'm holding and giving understanding and care to.
Why are you trying to be a
scream?
Why are you trying to be a cowboy, Rick? Why? What are you, Shane?
I'd like to think that I come from noble stock. You know, I'm a Midwesterner. I think we love to help rather than hurt.
FMU, you're on the air with Rick.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got through. I got some drum questions for your musical guest there.
Okay.
Does he use Ambassador coated heads or plain?
Do you use them? Well, Rick?
I use those blue kind of, I can't remember what they're called. I don't play drums that often.
Do you use Pro Mark 4A drumsticks?
I use mallets.
He's not a drummer. Come on. Oh, Rick. Sweet, sweet Rick. I was on your side, Rick.
What's that? I
read the interview in Punk Planet, Rick.
I lost you there.
You got me now?
Yeah.
I said I read the interview in Punk Planet, Rick. I read you talking about the show, Rick. What happened, Rick? FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Bryce out of Newbridge.
Hey, Bryce.
Rick, I just want to say a big fan. Wanted to know what it was like to work with Albini.
Rick?
Yeah?
Do you hear that question?
Did you hear the question?
I can't hear it. It sounds like...
I was wondering
like...
what it was like to work with Steve Albini. He seems pretty cool.
He wanted to know what it was like to work with Steve Albini.
It was very pleasant. He's a very pleasant person.
You know, you hear the stories that he, like, kills people and stuff?
I never saw him kill anyone.
Because I did once. It was in a dream, though, man.
It was in a dream you saw Steve Albini kill someone? Who did he kill in the dream?
Blackie Onassis.
Blackie Onassis?
Yeah.
From Urge Overkill?
Yeah.
How did he kill him?
With a sickle.
With a sickle, like an old-fashioned, like a crop sickle?
No, a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle.
Your tummy?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Bryce.
You jerk.
Oh, geez, I'm
sorry.
What are
you guys smoking?
I'm not smoking anything. Rick, are you smoking anything?
I'm straight edge.
Rick is straight edge.
Oh, man. That's so uncool.
His only vice is putting down others, apparently.
His only vice is pudding? That's pretty cool.
Pudding actually has gelatin in it, so that's an animal product.
Oh,
I don't eat pudding.
So many rules. I have one rule.
Yeah, what's that?
I only smoke a little bit of hash.
Uh-huh. You only smoke a little bit of hash. How much is a little bit?
Like a handful. Why? You guys watch the Grammys?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Okay.
I heard that Death Cab was up for something.
Yeah, I think like alternative album or something.
Did they win?
I don't know who won.
Oh, man. I have to get online to check it out.
Who won that, Rick?
I haven't watched the Grammys.
Have you ever been nominated for a Grammy?
Me? No, I don't really play anything.
No.
What's that? No, not
Did
you.
Me?
No, not you, bro. I'm talking to the music.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm talking to the musician.
Who's that?
It's Rick, the guy you've been talking to. The guy you asked the Albini question to.
From the Poster Children?
Well, from Poster Children. I don't want you to get yelled at, Bryce.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Any other questions for Rick?
Rick who? Oh, man, what is this?
And there he goes. Oh, Rick.
Oh, Tom.
Why did you do this?
I am just trying to help you. The sooner you see that, the sooner you will be on the road to healing.
Rick. Don't make me ramp this up, Rick.
It's not me making you ramp it up. It's you making you ramp it up.
Don't make me declare a fatwa. Literally, fatwa.
Friends of Tom. How do you spell that?
I don't know. Well, F-O-T, because Friends of Tom, and then wa.
It's one of your little inside jokes.
I thought that was a medium-sized inside joke. Don't make me declare a fatwa.
The anger. I very rarely dealt with a person who has so much anger inside.
Don't make me declare it.
Don't make me declare it. Now's your chance.
I almost feel like those people you call your fans need to see you at your worst so they understand that you need the healing too. I don't think this is, I can't by myself.
FMU, you're on the air with Rick.
Hi, I just wanted to call and say happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, I thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Where are you calling from, Mary?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York? What are you doing tonight for Valentine's Day?
I'm reading a book and playing a guitar and eating.
What kind of music are you playing on your guitar?
Some Hendrix and Modest Mouse.
And do you play in a band or do you play out at all?
No.
No? You just like to do it for your own personal enjoyment?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hear me play out.
Really? Do you sing also?
Only when nobody else can hear me.
Uh-huh. Do you have fun doing it, though?
I do.
Then it's all worth it.
I know.
I know two people who do something like that.
Uh-huh.
Where they do something in their house. And apparently it's not meant for anyone to hear.
But yeah, I'm sure you do.
But sometimes they put it online and people hear it. And sometimes the things they say are hurtful. Yeah, very hurtful.
Too bad, like when you got your feelings hurt, right?
Yeah, sometimes those people don't want to apologize for the things they said.
Oh, sometimes people are really crazy. Like,
yeah, sometimes they are crazy. They don't know that they're just about to up the ante.
They don't know that they're about to up the ante.
Yeah, they don't know that.
What happens if they up the ante?
Oh, I don't know what happens. There's only one way to find out.
And that's if they up the ante.
That's if they don't pull the plug on things and then apologize.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What did you do before you had a radio show?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote a fanzine for a while, and I wrote a very nice article about these people.
Are you from Jersey?
Yeah, I am.
Where?
Just from the middle of the state.
Middle of where?
Like around New Brunswick. I live in Newbridge.
You live in Newbridge?
Yeah.
That's great. I know a lot of people from that area.
You know people from Newbridge?
No, from New Brunswick.
From New Brunswick, okay.
New Brunswick area.
Okay.
Newbridge.
Well, thanks for calling. You have a good Valentine's Day.
You're welcome. Good luck with your little game.
Thank you. I'm going to see how my little game goes. Rick, how's my little game going to play out?
It's so sad. I mean, that woman called up, had a beautiful, loving message, and talked about an individual. She's just an individual who likes to play music. She doesn't have to be sanctioned by the music industry. You know, she plays the music herself, and that's much like podcasting. And you take that beautiful message that she had, and you turned it into an aggressive attack on me and my wife.
Mm,
I mean, this is what I'm talking about.
I don't think I did anything. Why, did you read that into that?
I'm here to help you, Tom.
This is it, Rick. Just do it.
Let me hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear your apology.
Oh, you know what? I'll apologize if you apologize. This is what I'll actually do. I will apologize if you apologize. If you apologize, I apologize. But you, since you started it, you apologize first.
You know, Tom,
why should I go first?
Because I think you're the one who would benefit the most from that.
No, you think. It's not your turn to think. You started this. You finish it.
Everything I've said on your show has been to foster understanding between us, and everything you've said has been an attack. And I think your listeners will see that you just twist.
Rick,
you take the words of others and twist them.
You want to keep this going, don't you? I'm ready to end it right now, but I'm saying since you started it, you apologize first.
It's like a broken record.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, no, this is a new record. I just recorded a new record. You apologize first. You started it, you apologize first. That's not asking too much.
I think it's asking too much, Tom. I could apologize to you, but I think that would do more damage to you than good. I think you would continue on this path, and this path leads to awful places, Tom. I think you think you're on top of the world right now. You have fans, you have your radio show, but at some point, that's going to go away.
Just
do it. You need to be able to stand on your own and not attack.
Well, then why aren't you helping me move on by apologizing first? Why? Why are you holding me back like this?
You will take the apology. You'll take it like a little treasure and hold on to it and continue on. It will just be another brick in the wall you're building up between yourself and the world.
So see, now you're just patronizing me. This is just now you're just being judgmental, and you're sticking things on me that you don't know. Just because you don't want to apologize, just apologize.
Every time we get close to a breakthrough, you just step back.
No, every time I just put this thing right to the finish line, and you keep sliding the line back.
Tom, there is no finish line. I want you to jump out of that. Out of the habit wheel, gerbil wheel. I want you to jump off of it. I'm not asking you to cross the finish line.
Just
you're running on a big wheel, and I want you to step off that wheel. And I'm offering you a hand, a helping hand, to step off that wheel, that treadmill of hate and anger. And that hand is I'm open to an apology. I will forgive you. I will not attack you. I will accept that apology.
I can't believe you're so proud that you're not ready to just say, Tom, I apologize, and then Tom will follow suit. You'll say, Tom, I started this, so I'll go first. You know, Tom, I'm the bigger man here. Apparently you're not.
Tom.
Just do it, Rick. Just do it. Just do it. What's all this tough guy stuff?
What is all this tough guy stuff?
My guard's down, buddy. I'm ready.
I see a hard exterior, a hard front.
You have no right to say what you see. Just apologize for starting this, and then I will apologize in turn.
I've seen people like you.
And you know what? I've seen people like you. You're a phony. You want it all your way, but you're trying to make like you're Mr. Generous. You're not. You're trying to have it all your way. But you started this, so you can't have it all your way.
Now you're projecting. I see this all the time when I talk to troubled people like you.
Uh-huh.
I've been attacked.
Get off my phone! Oh! Oh! FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, is Rick still there?
No, I hung up on him.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to throw an apology from me, T-Rox, into the pot.
No, I don't want you. Get off my phone. Oh, well, there goes an hour and 10 minutes of my show. What a waste. There goes big fat. Hey, you know that other part of my show that we weren't going to podcast? Why don't we add this last hour and 10 minutes to that? Wow. Whoa. Oh. Hey, Tom, I hear this in people. Blah, 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 blah. Tom, blah, 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 blah. Oi!
Worst hour of the show ever, Mike?
Could have been, right? Could have been the worst hour ever. How many shows have I done? How many shows? 200 shows? 600 hours? Worst hour of the 600 hours I've ever done.
That's what my show would sound like if I was a podcast. Sound like that every week. Oy. Now I got a headache. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I tuned in like 10 minutes ago, and it seems like I missed a lot of...
You didn't miss anything.
It everything seems so confusing. It doesn't even sound like your show.
Yeah, it wasn't my show. It was a podcast all of a sudden.
Well, you know, I just got home from work, and I would love a great hour of your show, you know, 50 minutes of your show. Why don't we just turn over a new leaf and just pretend all this never happened?
Good idea.
Great.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Bye. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
It's Akiva.
Hey, Akiva. How are you? Oh, Akiva.
Yeah.
Akiva.
Comedian Akiva.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Well, just wanted to lighten the mood.
Gross One Side is WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope Worldwide, World Wide Web, WFMU.org.
That was intense.
Yeah, I guess that's a word for it. Oy. Oh. You know what? The show was going so well the last couple weeks. Figured there had to be one that went off the rails. I predicted it. And there it came. Off the rails.
What are you going to do, man?
Oh, I don't know. Oh! Oh!
Anyway, my show's doing great.
Your show?
Yeah.
What show do you have?
My one-man show. I've been working on Red Sun.
That's right.
We've had two shows now. They've both gone, like, stellar. And it's just been going great.
Congratulations.
Yeah, my uncle, he kind of found out about it, so.
Your uncle is Yakov Smirnoff, for people who are not familiar.
Yeah, well, the whole show is about me being his son, and he's kind of mad about that. And
even though he's just your uncle, you claim he's your father.
Artistic license.
Well, I guess everybody's got to be a little bit of an artist. That's a little weird to me. But you told some weird stuff last week where you had you were involved with a woman that also was involved with your uncle.
Yeah, he's jealous about that, too.
That is so weird. I'm sorry.
Linda's such a good girl, all right? Mm-hmm. You don't even know. I mean, this has nothing to do with, any vendettas or anything. It's just, she's just awesome. She's listening now, too.
She is listening right now?
Yeah.
Well, I apologize to her for that last hour.
That's okay. She's pretty mellow. She can take it.
Think about all the people listening. I got friends on tour listening to this thing. Going around listening to that bad hour.
I'm actually on tour right now.
You're on tour right now?
Yeah.
Where are you actually?
Connecticut.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you doing your show all over the place?
No, I'm just doing my stand-up right now. Just trying to keep it fresh.
So, just your straight set?
Yeah.
Not the one-man show?
Yeah, but she's still back at my place in Brooklyn.
The woman that you were involved with?
Yeah, Linda.
Now, how does she feel about this whole thing with your uncle?
She really doesn't have an opinion on it. We try not to bring it up because it's kind of creepy. Yeah?
The whole thing that you and your uncle dated the same woman?
Yeah.
That is very creepy.
I mean, other than, in the bedroom,
but outside of that, we don't talk about it.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the thing for tonight's call there, Kiva?
Well, I know she's listening. She actually, I've been living in a loft in Williamsburg.
Uh huh.
Believe it or not.
Actually, I can believe that. That's not much of a leap.
Well, my friends have a band, so they have, like, this huge place, and they're really kind about letting us crash there. By the way, if you're ever in the city, go see the Go-Go Banshees. They're great. And, you know, they're really cool. They really like her, and it's just been so perfect, despite the fact that, you know, she used to date my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's deep.
Sure, sure. How much older is she than you?
She's in her late 40s.
And you are, again, how old?
Early 20s.
Yeah, that's a considerable age difference, but, you know, whatever works for you, works for you.
I mean, she's taught me a lot, more than anything. She used to be a... I don't know what you call it. I guess a comedian groupie back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And she always tells the best stories about, like, Gilbert Gottfried and that guy that used to do the thing on Saturday Night Live. He plays that old priest.
Guy who plays the old priest.
Yeah, you know, like Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, she had a relationship with him for a while.
Wow. That's...
And, She dated around, you know, but she got out off that in the 90s. She got, you know, she just went through a bad period, and she's come out of it the greatest girl, and I hate to be not with her on Valentine's, and I know she's listening on the phone, and I just want to ask her a question.
You want to ask her a question right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I usually hate when people do, like, shout-outs over the radio or whatever, but...
And this is more than a shout-out, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Linda, I loved you. I mean, you helped me through some hard times with my family, and I've helped you through the heroin addiction. And I want to know if you'll marry me. Oh my God!
Wait, you're asking this woman to marry you?
Yeah.
The woman who is how much older? Like literally twice your age.
Yeah.
And how long have you been involved with her?
About like a month.
A month, and you're oh my God.
All right. We've known each other for about 2 months.
Yeah, wow, that's still...
And then when she moved in, we kind of fooled around, and, you know, it's just been so awesome. And I kind of did what my uncle was never brave enough to do.
Which is what? Just pop the question.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... you know what? I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life, but don't... Don't do it. Don't do it. Seriously, you're too young.
What do you mean?
You're too young to get married.
No, you don't even know. You don't even know. And just, I think it'll be all worth it just to see the look on Uncle Yakov's face while I kiss her up on the or on the beach. He always talked about a beach marriage.
Mm-hmm. Why are you, like, so... adversarial with your uncle?
He's just been really unsupportive of me since he found out about the show.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
dating his ex-girlfriend.
He has every right to be a little adversarial.
Why?
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 Well, because you are lying about your relationship with him. And you're using that for your own commercial gain.
All right, I gotta go, because Wanda's on the other line, and I think she's gonna answer.
Okay, well, I hope she says no.
Well, all right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, best of luck. I hope you don't get what you want.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for letting me do this, and no Uncle Yakov.
Don't do it, Linda.
Just fester in that.
Yeah, well, please, you just rethink it.
No, just look in his face is too priceless.
Well, you've got issues. You got to stop. You can't marry somebody just to get back at your uncle.
All right, whatever. Linda, it's Yakov. Hello?
This is he actually called himself Yakov. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce, one of your mindless drones, according to some people. One of your high school age ones, supposedly.
Bruce. I knew it was going to be a bad show. I jinxed it.
Oh, that was an hour and a half of... I'm sorry, just, you know. Maybe we can, you know, listen to the Nutri-Nuts guy again.
I was there. You don't think it was bad for me? I was the one doing it.
I understand. I felt like I was in some therapy session.
I was trapped by a kook.
Well, let's turn things around, Tom. We still have 40 minutes left or less.
Got 35 minutes left. All right, we're going to do it, Bruce.
Play some tunes or something.
Let's play some music. We'll get a fresh start.
Yes, exactly. Right,
thanks, buddy.
No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bruce. FMU, you're on the air.
Glasson.
Oh.
This is Petey.
Oh, hey. How you doing, Petey?
Anya.
What's up?
Anya, we share with Tommy. Tom?
Yeah?
What's up?
Not a whole lot.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, it's been amazing. I went to work, and I almost passed out at work.
That sucks, Tommy.
Because of the pain I've been in all week. I've been sick with the stomach virus. Then I've eaten two full meals since Saturday. It's always good. Good sign.
Hope you feel better, Tommy.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And then I came here, and I'm doing one of the worst shows I've ever done.
Don't worry, Tommy.
Had technical problems, got me started on the wrong foot, right? then had this thing with the Rick and Rose thing went off the rails, and
you make me depressed, Tommy.
That boring. Oh, jeepers! I'm sorry. And then that boring thing for 70 minutes with them, and then
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. So.
But don't worry about it, Tommy.
Yeah. Why?
Because you know you do a good show next week.
You think so?
Yeah, that's how like it's all a psycho. Like, sometimes there's a bad show.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a good one, then there's the middle. And, you know, all returns to the Dow.
What?
You know, Tommy?
What?
Yeah. It's pretty good, though.
Hey, Petey.
Yeah.
Do you know about a band called Bell and Sebastian? Everybody, best show on WFMU. They're going to take that title away from me tonight. They're going to take it away. Don't take it away. I'll earn it back next week. I promise. I'll earn it back next week. I'll earn it back next week.
Oh, we just heard from Governor. Governor. Sorry, not Governor. From their album, The Hunt. The hit single, Break a Promise. For that, Two for Tuesday. From the Moss Rock and Roll 26 Rare 60s Teen Punk Artifacts Collection on the Electro Harmonics label. We heard Low Speakers with Vete Ya and Low Sleepers with Zombie. Lonnie Donegan before that, he of the Skiffle Sound, giving us Stewball, song about a horse. And if you want to bet on someone to win, you know who you bet on? You bet on this show next week. You bet on it. It will be back next week in good, nay, next week will be good. And starting us off, Belle and Sebastian from their hot new album, The Life Pursuit, White Collar Boy, on the Matador record label. Phone number 201-209. No, it's 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Open phone Tuesday for the next 17 minutes here on The Best Show on WFMU. You know what? That didn't go the way. Yes, that's right, Matt. The show ending 2004 was worse than this show. That show, I... Is that the show where I was singing the Elton John records? I think so. I think that was one of the Elton John records. I don't want this to go on any further. The Rick and the Rose, you know what? They're not bad people. They're not. They're good people. We need to nip this in the bud. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, this is Rick and Rose from Poster Children. Uh-huh. And I'm ready to apologize or whatever. I just wanted to call in just because, I mean, you know we're huge fans of yours. And
you know what? You don't have to apologize.
I know. Yeah.
It got out of hand. It got ugly.
Well, you know, Rick actually gave me an illusion there, so I don't feel so bad. That Rick said it got too Andy Kaufman.
Yes, it got too Andy Kaufman.
And like when Charles Grodin was on The Tonight Show, it would only be for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yes, that was 70 minutes.
That was a little too long, I think.
So you know what? No need to apologize. Everybody moves on.
But thank you for having such a great show, except for tonight, maybe.
Well,
it
thank
was
you.
Our fault.
It was not your fault.
Well, you know, it was all our fault.
It's kind of your fault.
It's our fault. We're sorry.
It's kind of your fault.
We should just listen. We shouldn't try to participate.
Oh, you know what? If people want to hear you, do your thing. You know what it means?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's...
It comes down to the fact that you can't mix peanut butter and...
Oranges or something? What was that on the chat?
Something. Oh, you sure your kids are right there?
Yeah, I don't know. He wouldn't stop talking the whole time. He's just going on and on. I've never heard him talk so much. But we love listening to your show, so... We'll just sit back and listen, and maybe if, you know, maybe we'll call again. But you know, maybe
yeah, that's all right.
maybe if I ever have anything to say that isn't trying to be some weird persona. It was really freaky, like, you know, reading people writing all this, like, really mean stuff about me because I'm not used to that. People are usually really nice to me, so it was really weird.
People like you. They're just defending me.
Yeah.
And my honor. And their honor.
They should. As they
and
should.
Their honor.
I love you.
They're defending their honor.
That's right.
That's right.
But anyway, so this may or may not be making the show even worse.
No, it's making the show better. You know what I say? I say people can go to, what is your website?
Posterchildren.com.
Posterchildren.com, and you can listen to the Radio Zero podcast there and hear what Rick and Rose do, and they can also listen to what I do here.
And let the fans on the chat room know that we live in the central time zone. Oh. Our child is not up at almost 11 o'clock at night. Only.
Yeah, but he's up at almost 10 o'clock at night.
Somebody's saying 9:45. Somebody was horrified that your child was up and apparently is fully aware of the F-bomb.
You heard that, Graham? You should go to bed.
Yes.
And you know, if anybody wants to email us and ask us what it was like to work with Steve Albini, man, I'll tell you, I've got plenty to say about him.
Uh-oh.
He's a really nice guy.
New fight.
Yeah.
New fight.
Oh,
she just cannot stop.
Oh.
Stop
God,
the battle.
Come on.
The wars just keep.
Oh.
Going.
Also, what is
this? Newer fight. Newer fight.
Thing?
What?
In what way am I like Cher other than I have, you know, I'm a woman and I'm old? Your fans are comparing.
They're just saying I think your voice sounds like her.
Really?
A little bit.
Maybe I should sing.
Try singing some Cher right now.
All I know about Cher is Sonny.
Well, sing, you know the chorus to like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, right?
Huh?
Rose's knowledge of music history begins in 1977.
Well, then you know the song "Believe" by Cher,
and ends at about 1983.
Try singing some Cher right now. You don't know any Cher?
I know her husband was like some kind of congressman, right?
Yes,
he had a handlebar mustache. That's about all.
That's
I know.
Right. That was Sonny. If you listen to Cher's voice, your voice sounds like Cher a little bit. That's all they meant. That's all they meant.
So your fans are fans of Cher?
No, my fans are fans of making observations.
Okay.
Making connections.
I already feel it going bad again.
It's going to turn ugly again.
Yeah,
it's not. I won't let it. I like Poster Children.
And we love you, Tom. And this is like a big Valentine's Day ending.
Yes. Now, did you get anything nice for Valentine's Day, Rick?
we don't celebrate Valentine's Day here.
Our anniversary is on February 2nd.
Actually,
on Groundhog's Day. So Groundhog's Day is kind of like our Valentine's Day.
It was our 20 year. We shouldn't say that because now we sound really old. But we've been together for 20 years.
And I have a problem with Valentine's Day because my last name is Valentin. So I was taunted pretty much from age 5 until.
Let it go.
Can you imagine if I took his last name? I'd be Rose Valentine.
Well, that would be a very romantic name.
Oh, my God.
Except my name's not Valentine.
Yeah.
Well, it would be if Rose took it, because it would be too perfect to pass up.
All right, Tom. I think this is.
Yeah,
this is too,
we're monopolizing.
Somebody's saying that you sound. Somebody's saying that Rick sounds like Chastity Bono.
That's the chat. I know that one. That's the
daughter,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, Rick, you've been called worse names than me, I think, on the chat.
They like you on the chat. Don't worry. They
it's
like
okay,
you.
Though. No, really, it's cool. We've had like a, you know, like all our fans all love us. And
you know, I got you, babe, right?
Oh yeah, I've heard that one.
Then sing some of that. Why don't you both
you know
sing
what?
Some of that?
You know what? What about like Shields and Yarnell?
I mean, I know who that is, but
nobody under the age of 40 knows who that is, right?
Oh, I'm under the age of 40.
That's
okay.
Like I mix
nobody
my,
under the age of 35.
I mix my Cher and Sonny up with Shields and Yarnell. Is
Captain
Cher
Antonio.
Still alive?
Yes, Cher is still alive. I think you two should sing I got you, babe.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, that shows how much you think.
They say our love won't pay the rent. Come on, sing it.
No, you're doing good.
Oh, no.
I don't know the words. So.
Well, I think you both have, apparently you have a recording studio. I think this is begging a recording.
No, you know what? I'm really not into mustaches. There, that'll make some of your fans probably very angry.
Yes, they're so pro-mustache.
I just can't get past the mustache.
She did what? She doesn't like mustaches. Now I hate her again.
Yeah.
I just imagined a crowd full of mustaches
Ew.
Listening to the show.
Oh, disgusting. That one time you guys, all the rest of my band members tried to grow mustaches, and that was really, really depressing. Yeah, I can't get past the mustache.
Okay.
So I can't see the share past the mustache.
All right, guys.
All right, Tom. Let's get the...
Yeah, thanks, man.
Pull it out in the last 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
You hear that? It's over. Now you can lay off them. They're good people. Lay off them. Don't hurt them. Don't hurt them. Oh. Ah. Oh, what are we going to do for the rest of the show? 201-536-9368 is the number. Phones are quiet. You know what this show needs to do? Next week, it needs to break away.
Grew up in a small town, and when the rain would fall, I just stare out my window, dreaming of what could be, and if I'd end up happy, I would pray. Trying hard to reach out, but when I tried to speak out, felt like no one could hear me. Wanted to belong here, but something felt so wrong here, so make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget all the ones that I love. And I take a risk, make a chance, take a change, and break away. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da. Wanna feel a warm breeze, sleeping round a palm tree, feel the rush of the ocean. Get on board a fast train, travel on a jet plane far away. I will break out. Touch the sky, I'm gonna make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget all the ones that I love. I take a risk, make a chance, take a change, and break away. Building
Take a risk, make a chance, take a change, and break away. Out of the darkness and into the sun, but I won't forget the place I come from. I gotta take a risk, make a chance, take a change, and break away.
Yeah, is Bill Zerot there yet? Huh? Hey. Put Bill Zerot on.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. This has been the best show on WFMU. Stay tuned for Bill Zerat.